father of mine.
Dear Meathead brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware. Speaking of DIY awesomeness in the Northland. Not to mention, the question of the day brought to you by JM Synthetics. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back
before you went away. Good morning.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Are you feeling okay? I know you were feeling a little under the weather.
Oh, I was quite a bit under the weather. I'm 100% above the weather now.
Yeah, well, we'll kind of keep the details out of it, but is the dock, because I know you were headed over to the dock yesterday. Did that get worked out, or is that still a mystery?
For some reason, it worked out like God's order to work out.
It worked out like God's order to work out?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know what I said, so.
Hey, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Okay, Dad, here we are. It is Wednesday. We are just a handful of days away from another shish kebab Father's Day extravaganza.
And my handsome boys.
Yes, so. You got Eric, Diana, Jackie, Justin, and my brother-in-law Kevin.
All right. Great.
Yeah, and Jackie's bringing her little pooch. You've actually met this dog. You'll remember the dog. I'm not bringing any other dogs. No motorhome. Because they don't get along with Jackie's dog.
Oh, I get it. Is that a tiny little thing?
Kind of. It's a little French bulldog. It's been in your house before.
Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I know. I got a picture of you with it. Anyway, so yeah, Dad, it's going to be awesome. Hopefully, I know Sue and Jim are going to be there. Hopefully, the Stongs will be there. I reached out to Norman, but he did not get back to me.
I don't know. He's just kind of wrapped up.
Yeah. Doesn't he have like 10 girlfriends?
No. Norman?
Yeah, I thought he was like a big player.
No, he'd be lucky to have you if he had half of one. He's busy. He really is busy.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought he was like, because I remember because he had a lady named Maria, married her. They got divorced, and then he married another lady.
He married him again, yeah.
But didn't he marry one in between?
Yep.
So... married to Maria, divorced, married another lady, divorced, then he married Maria again.
Yeah.
And then divorced.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hey, I want to give you some information.
Yeah.
Oh, he's running for politics.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I think I did hear that. Did you happen to figure out if he's running for president or governor or what?
Not the president, but he's running for some kind of a office.
Now,
I think he's running.
If he was running for governor or president, would you vote for him?
Yes, I would.
Would you vote for him just because he's your son?
No. The guy, he's a talker and he's a doer.
So you think we need a talker and a doer?
Yeah, we need somebody that can do and tell the truth to the public.
Do you think so far that Joe Biden is a good president?
No.
You have a problem with him.
He is weak.
Okay.
Very weak.
Okay. So do you think that some of the problems of today, you know, are caused by him? War, high prices?
I don't think it's caused by him, but he certainly is not a strong president.
What did Joanne say?
He said his group.
I said he helped him.
He helps his group along.
No, he helped the problems along with his group.
He said
gotcha.
Helps the problem.
All right.
Along.
Okay.
With the group.
Now, Dad. While we're at it, what about Whitmer? What do you think about Whitmer?
No.
No, you don't like her either.
No. Joanne likes her.
Okay. Well, you know, there's an election coming up, Dad. Are you going to vote I think the November election is going to determine who's the governor.
I want to bring Trump back in.
Oh, no.
You want? Well, yeah, but you can't bring Trump in for governor.
I know.
Okay. But if,
I want to bring him for president.
Well,
I really do.
Hey, you know what? He might run again.
I would vote for him.
You would vote for him. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's just over 2 years away. So if he's going to do it, he's going to have to start thinking about it. But, you know, he's getting a little bit old. As long as his brain is okay,
then, I don't think he's going to go.
No? He might just kind of finally just fade off into the sunset?
I think so. He's got enough money to choke a horse.
There's some
He'll
people
saying that and go out.
Hey, there are people saying that he may be indicted criminally.
Yeah, I think so, too.
On that January 6th thing. Now,
yeah.
Seriously, that would be would that make you change your mind about him?
It probably would. I really don't get too involved with the politics as far as that goes, but he's done a lot of nasty stuff.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people saying that all of that is just a witch hunt, that he really didn't do anything wrong. You know?
Well, I don't know. I cannot judge him. But I'll tell you one thing. As a president, this country flourished.
Yeah, well, there's no lie to that. Under his watch, there was a lot of positive things that happened. And, you know...
It actually did.
And you know, a lot of people suggest that the negative things that have happened in the country are the fault of Joe Biden. Now, I don't believe that. I think it has a little bit more to do with, you know, coming out of this pandemic and the war in Ukraine and things like that. But whatever.
That could have been. I'm really not studying politics.
Right.
I just go along by what I hear and what I see.
But, hey, well, what you do is you call Norman. He knows everything.
Oh, my God. He will drive you out of your mind talking about it.
All right. Well, I gotta find out what's up. I gotta find out what he's running for.
Yeah, okay.
I have a question from Aram. Dad?
What about him?
Aram has a question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah. In fact, Aram has been on my brain for a couple of days.
Well, you two have a connection. In fact, last week you spoke to him directly and told him how much you love him.
Yes, I do. I would, in fact, vote for him if he ran for the presidency.
You'd vote for anybody. You're clearly.
Oh, I would vote for him.
Okay. Aram writes this: Dear Meathead, what is the best way to remove a large tree stump if you do not have a grinder or heavy equipment?
According to Joanne, it's M-A-Z.
Explosives.
Well, I would dig around it. You said a stump, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
I would dig around it as deep as you can, and as deep as your arms can go down with a saw. Wood cutting saw.
Yeah. Maybe like an axe?
Not an axe. A saw.
Got to be a saw, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And keep cutting around it as far as you can go, all the way around it.
Uh-huh.
First, you got to dig some of the ground, you know, quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
And then keep cutting, keep cutting, keep cutting, and then... I've done this before, and then if I kicked it one time, it broke right off.
Okay.
By simply cutting around the stump.
Gotcha. All right.
Pretty big stump.
So then how do you actually get it out of there? Because it's going to still be in the ground.
That's okay. You can just take that's a good question. I never thought about that.
Maybe like a chain around it and attach it to a truck and slowly...
I would take some kind of a spike, big spike, and drive it into it right in the center of it and tie it up to a rope and then pull her up.
Okay, so you got the spike in there and then the rope and then just yank on the thing. You don't even need a truck.
Well, you might need that.
Okay.
You might need a car or something to hook up a rope to it.
This sounds like something that Hercules should do the way you describe it.
Well, yeah, that'll give me something to do.
All right. Well, I tell you what, man, if I have stumps to remove up north, I'm giving you the shovel.
Hey, you know, I did one, but that was pretty good.
Yeah, I know it. It did. It was all rotted. It was fantastic.
Well, it rotted, but you couldn't do anything unless you dug around it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you and I went up to that thing with saws and axes and shovels.
Yeah, we shot it deep.
Well, yeah, but it was so rotted, all we had to do was, like, sneeze on it, and it came out of the ground.
Well, it sat there for a long time. I couldn't get it out.
Yeah, I know it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, Dad, we're moving on. Jason writes this. I have a pal who drives really slow to save money on gas, like 15 to 20 miles under the speed limit. How can I convince him that this is a bad idea?
I agree 1,000% because you're going to tick off the other people that are behind you.
Yeah, that's what he wants to know.
When they get ticked off, they might mess him up.
So he wants to know how he can convince his stupid friend to stop driving 15 to 20 miles under the speed limit.
Tell him that somebody will take care of his speed problem.
So suggest that someone's going to beat him?
No, somebody will mess him up. That's not beating.
Oh, like maybe cut him off or...
Cut him off or, you know.
Okay.
In fact, he's causing... an accident.
Yes, this is true. And you know what he's doing? He's only doing that to try to save a few bucks on gas.
That's foolish. The most he's going to save is $1, $1.50 a day. And then he don't drive all day.
Okay. Very good.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. All right, Dad. Jimmy in Maine writes this. Dear Meathead, this is Jimmy in Maine. I started a new job as a dishwasher from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I'm getting bad monkey butt. Do you have any remedies to stop monkey butt, or should I shave my bottom? Now,
what the heck, monkey butt?
What's a monkey butt?
I'm not sure what monkey butt is. I don't know. I'm going to look it up. Perhaps that means his butt is getting irritated like a diaper rash.
Well, if that's the case, wear something quite thick.
Yeah, yeah. Know, monkey butt.
So it'll be cushiony when you're sitting around.
Yeah, monkey. Yeah.
I have no idea how to take care of his butt.
It is. It is defined as chafing.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so you said wear something thick.
Something thick, cushiony. You know.
Okay. Maybe
carry it with you as long as you're going to sit down, throw it down, and sit on it.
Perhaps he should use some type of like baby powder. Bring some baby powder to work, and maybe that would help. And every so often, go put some baby powder on his butt region in the bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He works in a restaurant.
Well, he's washing dishes at a restaurant.
Well, hell, I don't want to eat off of them dishes. He's got to wear some thick clothing.
No, baby powder would help.
Joanne thinks baby powder help.
Well, that's so is there.
But how long would a baby powder last when you're dragging your butt around?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to go in and, like, put an extra like every half hour or hour, put some more on there, Dad. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Can he glue some cushion to his butt?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Glue something around his butt so he can sit on his butt all the time?
But that would mean he's sitting while he's doing the dishes, and I don't think he's going to glue anything.
Well, I have no clue what to tell you.
Quit washing dishes and wash his butt.
Well, maybe you ought to quit washing dishes and wash his butt.
Yeah, I don't know, something.
No, that's ridiculous.
All right.
That's not even a subject.
All right, I'm writing.
Oh my God!
I'm writing down that this is ridiculous, and that and that you said glue something cushiony on your butt.
Yeah, we'll carry it as soon as you go sit down. Throw it under your butt.
All right, Rob in New Jersey writes: last week you said something that left me wondering. I had to follow up for clarification.
His name is Rob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob indicated that you said last week that farting is, quote, low life as all hell.
And yeah.
And then he wrote, considering we all have gas at some point, when and where is it appropriate for a person to fart? Signed, Rob in New Jersey.
Rob, it's never appropriate to fart when people are around you.
Okay.
If the sound isn't loud enough, the stink is bad. So get up, move away from the crowd, do the farting, and come on back and see a doctor and see what you can do to plug that up.
Well, everybody farts.
Everybody farts. I understand that's what Joanne says, but you have to do it in public. Because
yeah.
The smell, you can't get rid of for a few minutes. And that's going to be irritating as all hell when people are sitting around you.
Okay.
In fact, you got to see a doctor. Maybe he can produce a plug so you can plug it up a little bit. I don't know. That's a question I could not answer.
All right.
Need a decent answer.
I think you did say it that when he asked when and where is it appropriate. Simply getting up and moving.
Moving away, do the farting, give it a couple of seconds for the smell to dissipate, and
correct.
Then get back to the crowd.
Yes.
Man, that's irritating.
I think that's where that one ends. So if I got this correct, you said, I just wrote it down, if the sound isn't loud enough, it's going to smell like hell.
Yeah. You can't conceal that. Somebody will know that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're still there, right?
And that's not good.
Yeah, and then you wrote, see a doctor to plug that thing up.
No, that's not going to happen. That was a stupid remark.
And then perhaps a doctor could, quote, produce a plug.
No, that's all... I wanted to use the word analogy.
No, that's fine.
None of that is a remedy for this.
No, just walking away, that's all you need
to do.
Walk
away from people.
Walk away.
Do the job.
Yep.
And give it a few minutes for the odor to disappear, and then come on back. But you're going to be going back and forth for the rest of your life.
Well, that's what you got to do. It's what you got. I mean, you can't just let it rip like that. I mean, come on now. That's low life.
You can't. You gotta be a low life. Get away from people.
Right. All right, Dad. We've got shrimp, chicken, and steak on the shish kebab for Sunday.
Oh, my God. Bring it on.
We've got arboreal rice. We've got everything.
Oh, man. You're overdoing. That's a lot of bucks you're spending.
Oh, no, it's nothing. It's no big deal. We got to eat.
Honestly, it's ridiculous. Don't save some money.
It's Father's Day. It's a big, big time, you know? This is a celebration.
You may not like it, but so what?
Yeah, you know, it's not that easy. Not that easy.
I mean, Father's Day doesn't give me all the rights to... get my kids to work so damn hard about it and whatnot, you know. But I'm grateful.
All right. Well, Have a great rest of your day. Yeah, you're probably going to stay inside today. It's so damn hot.
I know. I cannot be out there, really.
Yeah, it's too much. Heat. Sure. Needed.
We had a lot of issues to take care of here. I have a piping for water to go from one end of the lot. You know how big the lots are, right?
Yeah.
To water all the greens and grass and all that.
Yeah.
We really, my neighbor came over there. This guy's a guru. He fixed a pipe, glued it back together, and now the water can travel quite a bit.
All right. You got your own, yeah, you got that makeshift sprinkler system.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, excellent. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Love you guys.
All right, honey. Love you too. Love the family. And by the way, think of my stepson Jimmy. Is that Jimmy Joel?
Stepson.
No, not stepson. Well, yeah, my son Jim.
Yeah. What
is
about?
Is that what his wife?
Oh, no, no. I know what you're talking about.
No,
you're talking about Mike.
Mike.
And Sherry.
And Sherry. You know them, right?
Yes, yes. Of course, Dad.
Sherry is pretty sick.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. We're planning on thinking definitely very seriously to go visiting today. I talked to the hubby for a while yesterday. And she's down. Really,
yeah,
bad.
I know it. All right. Well, I love you guys.
I love you too, baby. And looking forward to seeing you. We were cleaning the grill, but I don't think you're going to use the grill.
What
I've been
mean?
Sitting there for a year, and I don't think it's usable.
Ah, that's nonsense. The grill's going to be fine. All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. See ya. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man. Coming home.